Now, I saw you did an intimate gig recently to sort of launch this new album, Wilder Heart, and showcase it to people. I really liked the fact that you banned phones from the gig, because that is my one real pet peeve when I go to gigs, of not just, you know, people taking pictures. It's like filming it on their phone. I'm like, just enjoy the moment.
It's amazing, like, seeing... It's kind of surreal. I guess, like, when we started as a band, like, YouTube didn't really exist.
Yeah.
Like, MySpace was a thing, but, like, it's slowly become a thing where just people got their phones in the air. And you're like, how many of you are actually here? How many of you are online right now? Like, it's been really nice playing these shows. Like, it's going to be impossible to do it on, like, a bigger scale, but, like, just it feels like everyone's so present. It's like it's like the old days. It's amazing.
It's great to see that, because it doesn't half annoy me. And the worst is, unquestionably, when I go to a gig and see someone holding their iPad in the air.
I know, it's unbelievable. But it's funny. That's always funny when you see an iPad slowly rising up through their heads.
What's next? That's where we're at now.
Sometimes people film, like, whole songs, like back-to-back songs. They're not watching. It's amazing.
The thing is, I'm 6'3", so I can usually sort of see over all the crowd. But there has been times when I've been pretty much watching a gig through someone's screen because I'm stood behind them.
Yeah, maybe it was like some sort of subliminal thing by Steve Jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
But he sort of teams up with the music industry to get everyone to start doing that with their gigs.
The worrying thing is people start playing the game of, can I throw my drink and hit the iPad out of their hands?
Oh, that's a good game. That's a game I can get behind.
I can endorse that. I want to play that next time and see one.
That's already gone up. That's beaten Risk as my favourite game. Right there. I'm playing that game from the stage.
Now, lots of dates being announced of you playing a load of festivals over the summer, and these Gentlemen of the Road tours, the stopovers, look absolutely incredible. You guys must be so excited to do these gigs all over the USA and of course in Scotland, in the UK as well.
Yeah, we're just announcing them kind of bit by bit as they're coming in, and we get to confirm them up. You know, we've announced June through August for now.
Mm.
Both in terms of, like, the locations we're really excited about. Also, every year we do these events, they're getting better. But also... The lineups are kind of crazy this year. So being able to, like, reach out to some of our favourite musicians ever and ask if they'll come and join this event that's not really driven by kind of, hasn't got really a commercial aim.
Mm.
It's more like a celebration of a small town. It's been pretty humbling and exciting to have these bands say yes to that, because all of them could have got paid a lot more to go and play like a commercial corporate festival with branding and stuff like that, but they say yes because I guess they share some of the same values that we do, and we can't wait. You know, bands like the Flaming Lips and Foo Fighters and Alabama Shakes, Maccabees, it's a crazy list, so
Was
it's going to be a great summer.
Was it just a case of asking friends of yours, or did you have a sort of set list of people in mind? I mean, you look at the Aviemore gig, you've got Ben Howard, Primal Scream, the Maccabees, Simian Mobile Disco, and then, like you say, in the US, Flaming Lips, Foo Fighters. How was that bringing it all together?
Fun for us, really stressful for
quite a few. We want the Foo Fighters to play. Get the Foo Fighters.
Has anyone got Dave Grohl's Twitter account? We can just tweet him, yeah. And I saw something else that you are going to be doing in promotion of the new album Wilder Mind, which is this pop-up bar in Sydney. A genius little idea. How did this come about then?
Well, we did it last time as well. The Australian people, like, we've done really well in Australia, but it's miles away. So, like, we're kind of like trying to. We're going to get there on this tour, but we kind of wanted to honour that, like, support we've had down there. And this seemed like a really nice way of doing it. And we did it last time on the last record and you know, get some live music and, like, some stuff. I think it's quite a fun thing to do. I went to one, Bob Dylan did one in London maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and it was awesome. And it was just, like, had every Dylan record on vinyl and, like, some, like, a photo gallery.
It was in Soho, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome. And, like, I think if you like any band or any artist, like, those things are kind of really fun to just pop in and out of, you know.
And you know you've made it when you get an ale named after your album. That's always good to see.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
And some people have seen you more recently on Jules Holland just a week or so ago. A phenomenal lineup of acts on there alongside the likes of Noel Gallagher. What was it like being back on the show? Because it's a legendary show to be a part of, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's a real like institution. There's nothing quite like it around the world. You know, we've been asked to go and do bits and pieces of TV in other parts of Europe and America. But there's nothing that quite sort of has the like eclectic mix and feeling of like musical community that Jules Holland's show does.
Did you see George Clinton on it?
Oh, the
Parliament Funkadelic.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
It was amazing. About 35 dancers on it. And like, I can't. They're all related to him. They're also
really?
Like all American, which means he paid for all of them to fly.
Yeah, but they're all his granddaughters and grandsons, aren't they? Was that a gag?
There was one. I met one of the dancers who is his granddaughter, and she introduced herself as Naked 87 because she was born in 1987, and she was naked at the time. And that's now her name.
That's committing to an
idea. I thought
idea,
that maybe her surname was 87, which would be odd. But, you know, Americans are weird, aren't they?
I love that. That's really committing to a project, that is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, on Jules Holland, Noel Gallagher was also performing there. And he's one person I've always wanted to interview, but there's always been a case of also being absolutely terrified of him. Because, he's a very cool man. And he goes about his life with this demeanour around him of being very approachable, but also you don't want across him. Did you guys get to chat to him at all?
He's just a nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah. I think he's very approachable.
Yeah, very
I wouldn't worry about it.
Because like, I'm always scared about talking to him or what I would say to him at the moment.
Are you a big Oasis fan?
A big Oasis fan.
Big Oasis. Yeah, it's difficult meeting any of you.
What was Edgy's story?
Yeah, our guy who did our monitors was a massive Oasis fan, and there was some special edition Oasis thing that came out like, I don't know, 15 years ago or something, and in it they had interviews of all the crew, all the road crew, and Edgy at the time was a driver or something like that, and he's from Bradford, and he's like, oh, I could do that, like I could do like monitors or something like that. Anyway, he got to tell Noel because he's now doing it, and he was like really like chuffed to see it and got a photo, and Noel just turns away from it at the end and just goes, by the way, you're welcome. Which is pretty awesome. And Edgy's still beaming.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Ear to ear.
That is amazing. Ben Winston, it has been lovely having you on Free Radio tonight. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
And the album Wilder Mind is out now. We're going to stick on the single Believe from it on Free Radio. Guys, do you want to introduce it?
This is a song called Believe by us, Mumford & Sons, on Free Radio.